Happy Friday, Texans fans, and happy Friday, Facebook mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty, this is Nick Scherfield, and we're answering your questions that you sent in via Facebook, and we can't wait to get going. So we start with Ozzie Manzanares. He's got a good one. What's up, Nick and Drew? Will y'all be doing the Texans edition of the Harlem Shake? What's up, Ozzie? Nick and I will not be doing the Texans edition of the Harlem Shake, but on Sunday at 1 p.m. at Discovery Green in downtown Houston, this Texans camera will be there filming a bunch of Texans fans doing the Harlem Shake. We're going to be in Indianapolis at the Combine, so we're going to miss out, but you know he would be dancing. You might see a Texans player there on Sunday. You might not, but there's definitely going to be a lot of fans.
Yeah, that'll be going on Sunday, 1 p.m., like you said, at Discovery Green. That's started by fans on Twitter, a little grassroots movement to get a Texans Harlem Shake going. And some players like Dwayne Brown, Glover Quinn have tweeted about it. They know that it's been, you know, that it will be going on. Dwayne Brown's going to be out of the country. Not sure what Glover Quinn's going to be doing. Like you said, who knows who's going to show up to that. But at the very least, there should be a decent amount of fans there, and wish we could be there if we weren't in Indianapolis. I don't know, you know, how much we would contribute to the actual dancing itself, but I like to think we could try. Maybe a little more than zero, Drew. Come on. But it's fun, and looking forward to seeing how that turns out. We'll have our camera there, and looking forward to seeing it when we get back from Indy.
Yeah, should be cool. How about a football question? Eric DeLau has one. Nick and Drew, what's up? What's up, Eric? What position do you guys think needs the most improvement? This includes staff, and don't be afraid to be honest. Well, Eric, never afraid to be honest. That's what we're all about. I think we're pretty transparent. We're all about the truth here. And as far as positions needing improvement, you got to wonder about the inside linebacker spot just because Brian Cushing was injured for much of last year. He's coming back. And then you had Daryl Sharpton get injured. And then you had some guys behind him battle through injuries at times, go on the injured reserve as well. But those inside linebackers were kind of on the tail end of careers, so to speak. So I guess the inside linebacker spot overall is one of those.
I'm not going to totally disagree with you on that. I think inside linebacker does have to get better from where it was at the end of last year. But I think if the guys get healthy, mainly Brian Cushing, then they are going to be better. I'm going to go with one wide receiver. You look at the guys they had this year, and Kevin Walter had a productive year as a second receiver. But the other guys, you know, Lester Jean, Keyshawn Martin, and Devere Posey, who tore his Achilles at the end of the year, all showed potential, but they've got to take that next step next year because aside from Andre Johnson having the best year of his career, almost 1,600 yards, those other four receivers combined for less than 1,000 yards this year. So that's got to go up a little bit. They're looking for another explosive playmaker. It could be one of those guys already on the roster, but they'll have to see. The other position I think needs to improve is offensive line. And they had, again, flashes and signs of promise from guys, but they were doing a rotation of right guard and right tackle all season long. They've got to get, I think, to where they have one consistent starter, right guard and right tackle. And they didn't this last year because of the circumstances, because they had young guys, because they were new starters. But I think the Texans are definitely hoping that if it's Ben Jones or Brandon Brooks at right guard, or if it's Derek Newton at right tackle, or maybe someone else, if they bring someone in to compete with him, they find guys who can establish themselves, grab hold of those jobs, because the more continuity you have on the offensive line on that right side, the better the running game is going to be, the better the passing game is going to be, the better the entire offense is going to be. And that's when the Texans seemed to be at their best a couple years ago, and they were dominating the line of scrimmage all throughout the year and having one of the best rushing attacks in the NFL.
All right, Daniel Velasquez has this one. Can we get one more on the nose in case he gets traded? Well, on the nose with Sean Cody, one of our favorite things to do here at HoustonTexans.com. You're not going to see Cody get traded. If he were not to come back, it would be because he was released, he went somewhere else, he retired, one of those type of things. But you and I, we want one. And I know you're not alone, Daniel, as far as fans wanting one. And I think Sean wants to do one, just a matter of when it happens.
Yeah, big number 95 is in Southern California, and he has been pretty much since the start of the offseason, so we didn't get a chance to film one. At the end of the year, he had surgery on his back, as it was reported a couple of weeks ago, which he had to go and get taken care of. Like you said, he's not going to get traded. His contract is up this year. He's played 8 years in the league. The question is going to be, does he come back? You know, does he keep playing? Do the Texans re-sign him because he's going to be an unrestricted free agent? So it could go either way. Obviously, if he's back, we'll try and get at least one more episode out of him because always a ton of fun to do on the nose.
Yes, it is. It sure is. From Taylor Kimberly Trebig, she says, let's go out and get a good slot wide receiver. All right, that's a interesting question, interesting comment. slot receiver, I don't know that you definitely need to go out and get a new one, but it's a position, wide receiver in general, that you probably think the Texans are going to address somewhere near the top of the draft and or in free agency.
Yeah, it could be one, it could be both, it could be very early in the draft, it could be in the first round. So a lot of people think as of now in these mock drafts that we're seeing, of course, free agency comes first in the middle of March, and then you got the draft in late April. But let's not forget, we talked a second ago about the wide receivers. I mentioned Keyshawn Martin. Yep. He's a guy who really impressed the coaches right when he arrived out of Michigan State last year, a fourth-round draft pick. I think he almost caught him off guard with how good he was on offense from the get-go. He's a guy who has slot receiver potential, similar type of player to what Percy Harvin was at the University of Florida, where they use him in all kinds of different ways. You know, Martin might not have that kind of top-end speed like Harvin, but he does have wheels. He's got very good quickness. You know, his ability to create separation in his routes, as we heard some of the quarterbacks talk about last year. So he could be a guy to watch there, in addition to whoever else they may bring in. But Martin, Posey, Les Sargeen, all guys from when we talked to Texans wide receivers coach Larry Kirksey earlier this week on Texans All Access, that the Texans are expecting to come back better than they were last year when they come back for football in 2013.
And speaking of coming back, Rod Allen finishes with this one. He says, "Zombies love the Texans too."
I don't have a comeback for that, but
I sure don't
either.
That's
good. Good to know.
Yeah. Hey, good job this week, as always. And good job for you sending in those questions and comments. We really appreciate them. We can't wait to talk with you again on the next Friday Facebook Mailbag.